Heavy monsoon rain triggered severe flooding in large parts of the Indonesian capital, Jakarta, on Thursday, bringing the city to a halt, with many government offices and businesses forced to close because staff could not get to work. Lydia O'Kane reports.
For the last 2 days, downpours have continued in much of Indonesia, but especially in the capital, Jakarta, which has been hit by severe flooding. According to the country's National Disaster Prevention Agency, a number of people have been killed and at least 20,000 people have been forced from their homes in the capital as rain continues to fall. On Thursday, many government offices and businesses were forced to close because staff could not get to work. Caritas Indonesia is responding to the situation, as their communications officer, Diane Lestarnisi, explains.
We are working closely with one commission in Archdiocese of Jakarta. It's called Lembaga Daya Dharma. This is part of Archdiocese of Jakarta. They are responding in three main areas. They're preparing evacuation tools, equipment, and also the boat for rescue the victim of Jakarta flooding.
Residents in Jakarta have been urged to stay at home to reduce traffic gridlock. But Diane says despite this call, the situation on the roads remains chaotic.
Traffic to Jakarta is really horrible situation. It's traffic jam everywhere because the access to central Jakarta is closed because of the flood.
Weather forecasters are warning that the rain could get worse over the coming days, and officials have indicated that a state of emergency, which is currently in place, will continue through January 27th. I'm Lydia O'Kane.